Shalom to all. Today's Av is Chulin Das Ayit Hes. We are starting Tzadik Hes Hamo Beis by the second to last line with the words Rav Amar. And today's Av is sponsored by Lilian Ishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Biakam Moshe, Hernish, Amos Shad Havan Oliya. So we're right in the middle of the Sugya. We had two different members, B'Shem Rav Shub and Levi, that Isser is Batal either in 60 or in 100. And both these sheetahs were learned from the El Nazir, namely the Nazir's ram, which is cooked whole, and then the foreleg, the Zraya, is given to the Kayin. Now, even though Yisrael is not allowed to eat from the Zraya, and it was cooked together with the rest of the animal, there's no problem because we say that the taste of the Zraya was nullified by the rest of the animal. And again, that's either 60 or 100. Now, the Gemara had asked, how can we learn from here to all Yisurim? We have a Brais that states explicitly, Zehu Heter Abba Michal Isser. This is an exception to the rule of the Kal of Isser. In other words, really, this should be Asser because it was cooked with Isser, but this is an exception. So how can we learn from here to all over that Asser is Batal either in 60 or 100? So by answer, that the Brais is specifically being Mechadish something in Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, namely the Min B'Minai here is Batal, as opposed to in other places Rabbi Yehuda holds that Min B'Minai, two of the same Minim with each other, one Isser, one Mutter, is not Batal, and that's really what the Zehu is referring to in the Braisa, and therefore we still could learn Bittul of either 60 or 100 from here. However, now Rav Amar Rava tells us differently, the Chiddush over here in the Braisa when it says Zehu Heter B'Michal Isser is basically referring to Tam Ke'ikr, which means that when Isser is cooked with Heter and Tam flavor is imparted, even if the actual Isser is then removed, so there's only Tam over here, there's just flavor, it's still Usser because Tam Ke'ikr, taste or flavor, is like the Ikr, it's like the main substance itself. And the Chiddush over here is the Bekadshim Usser, usually by Kachim, we say that Tam is Ke'ikr, Kamash Mulan Dahacha, Shari, the whole Chiddush over here is that even though we're dealing with Kachim, the ram of a Nazir, we say that Tam is not Ke'ikr and it's Mutter. So Taitas went off on top, the Gemara is fine, Viligmar Mine. Why don't we learn from here to other Kachim that would be Batal in 60 or 100, for example, Nicer Pigal? And the answer is that no, Gali Rachman Gavai Chatos. The Torah reveals to us by Karban Chatos, it tells us Kosher Yigab of Sar Yikdash that anything that touches its flesh to become sanctified, meaning we have a different carbon that touches a carbon Chatos and the Tam, the flavor is absorbed, that thing which touched the Chatos becomes sanctified Elias Kamaya to be just like it, namely She'im Pesula Tipasel. If the carbon chatas was pasul, so now the carbon that touched it is pasul. And Vim Ksheir, if the carbon chatas was kosher, to Achal Chamer Shabbat, this other carbon that touched the chatas shall be eaten like the more chamer of the two, which is the chatas. For example, if a carbon shlamim had touched the chatas, that shlamim has to be eaten inside the azara; it's not allowed to be taken out, and it has a limited time, like a chatas does. So we learn from here regarding all other kachim that there is no betel. Ask the Gemara, my chaz digamrinim mehei chligmar mehei. So why is it seeming to you to learn from that? Learn from this. Meaning, why are you learning from this drasha that we just quoted regarding carbon chatos that there is no bittul by other kachim and that Tam is ke'ikr? Why not learn from the El Nazir that Tam is not ke'ikr? Why are you picking one over the other? And the answer is, as we were answered on the previous Amud, to a very similar question posed in a bias shita, the chiddush show this whole case of El Nazir is a chiddush, and chiddush legamrino, and we can't learn from a chiddush. The reason why it's a chiddush is because we said it's called being mevatel isser lechatchila. If we have isser that falls into heter and it gets cooked and we didn't realize it, it only came out after the fact, okay, so we'll say that there's bittul. But lechatchila, we're not allowed to cook Isser with Heter and say that we're going to mevatel it. But that's what's happening by the case of the El Nazir. We're lechatchila cooking everything together and still we're saying that it's Mutter, so that's a Chiddush, we can't learn from it. Ask the Gemara, yuch, if that's so, lemei l'shishim nami l'ligmar. So we shouldn't be able to learn this shear of either 100 or of 60 to all other places. And that's what we're learning from El Nazir. But if you just told me that El Nazir is a Chiddush and we can't learn from it, so how are we learning 60 or 100? And the answer is, atu anan l'kula kagamrinon? Are we trying to learn a kula over here? L'chomer kagamrinon. The whole thing that we're learning of either 60 or 100, that's bittul, that's a chumra. De midai raisa beruba batul. Midai raisa, really something's batul beroiv. As long as you have more than 50% of heter, that's mevatul the isser. And that which we're learning from El Nazir, that isser is only mevatul in either shishim or 100, that's definitely a huge chumra, so that could be learned from a chedesh. It's only when we're trying to learn a kula from a chedesh that that's not allowed to be done. But we're learning chumra from a chedesh, no problem. Now, Ravina Amar, he answers differently. What's the chedesh of the braisa? Loi nitzcha el makam chetech. The whole chedesh is regarding the place of the cut. Damar, we had this earlier in the Masechta, makam chetech ba'alma aser, that usually where the place is cut, separating the isser from the heter, that place where it's sliced is actually aser. For example, we had an earlier when the mother animal is giving birth and the fetus stuck out its leg, so that leg is aser and has to be cut off. So the makam chetech, the place where it was cut, is aser. The whole chedesh of the brayso over here is v'hachashari, that over here it's permitted, that makam chetech of the zroya, where the foreleg of the El Nazir was cut off and given to the kayin, that place is mutter, that place is permitted, and that's the chedesh, and therefore we still are able to learn either the shear of 60 or 100. Now, Yosef Dirumdim is sitting, but Karmel al Hashmaitse, he's saying this memra over, the Isser's bottle in a number, and Amr Abai, Abai told him, really, Isser and the Torah are bottle 1 in 100? That's not true, because Vatanar, we have Mishnah in Omasechas Arla that tells us, Lima Amru Kala Mechametum Talmud Damer Lahachmir. In regards to what do they say, that all these situations, there's a case where we machmir always. Now, what are these things that we just mentioned? So, Mechamet has to do with leavening dough. We take a sourdough yeast starter, put that in a dough, and that causes it to rise or to leaven, turns into Chametz. Metabel means spicing. mixing, and medame is mixing truma into chulin. And all these cases are actually referring to truma and chulin. A truma sourdough starter was used to mechametz chulin dough. Truma spices were used to spice chulin food. And medame is just stam mixing truma with chulin. So when is it, says the Mishnah, that we're always going to be machmir? That's a case of min b'minoi, when it's the same exact min, when the truma and the chulin are both the same min. The Mishnah continues, lahakel ul hachmir. When is it that we're sometimes going to be makel, sometimes machmir? Min v'she'ena minoi. That's when it's two separate minim. Gedani seifa. And the end of the Mishnah tells us, clarifying, lahakel ul hachmir min v'she'ena minoi ketzad. What's the case that we're sometimes makel, sometimes machmir, and that's one min with a different min? So for example, grisin shenis bashalim adashim. If we have beans of truma that were cooked with chulin lentils, im yesh behen benois and tam, and the truma beans impart their flavor, meaning the ratio is small enough that they're able to impart their flavor to the chulin lentils. So bein yesh behen lahalos b'meiav echad, bein ein behen lahalos b'meiav echad, aser. In this case, since tam was imparted, it doesn't make a difference if we're able to be mala, which means we're able to be mevatel in 101, everything's going to be aser over here. Now just pausing here for a second, if you notice the Gemara had said b'meiav echad, 101, and over here there's a big discussion in the Mefarshim, Rashi, Tosfos, and others, if we have to mevatel one part iser in 101 parts heter, or just in 100 parts heter, make it as a total of 100, and we're not going to be getting involved in that discussion, so we're just going to say very simply, using this number meiav echad without getting into the details, bottom line is, if iser flavor is imparted into the mixture, even if there is meiav echad, it's not batal, whereas ein behen benois and tam, if iser flavor is not imparted, so then bein yesh behen lahalos meiav echad, bein ein behen lahalos meiav echad, whether there's 101, or even if there isn't a ratio of 101, mutter, it's mutter. That's the safe of the Mishnah, that sometimes we're makel, sometimes we're machmer. Now we analyze, ein behen lahalos meiav echad el b'mai. We just said that it doesn't have meiav echad, so what is the proportion over here that it technically could mevatel? Lav b'shishim, isn't that referring to 60? We can see from here that the shear of betel is not 100, rather it's 60. So it's on based on the top, we respond that loy, no, b'meya. It's actually referring to 100. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? Homid ratio b'meya, have a seifa b'shishim. Since the ratio of the Mishnah that's only talking about iser case is talking about where there's 100, so the seifa has to be referring to shishim. How do we know it's a tani ratio? The ratio of the Mishnah says, lahachmir min v'minoi ketzad. What's the situation where we're always machmir? That's when min is mixed with its min. One is aser, one is mutter. What would the case be? Sa'ar shel chitim, shenafal isas chitim, a sourdough yeast starter of wheat, which is truma, that fell into a dough that was made out of wheat. So it's wheat and wheat. That's min v'minoi. V'yesh bai kedei l'chametz, and the sourdough yeast starter that fell in is able to be mechametz the whole dough. So ben yesh bai kedei l'chametz meyav echad, ben ein bai kedei l'chametz meyav echad, whether there's a shear of bittel of meyav echad or not, aser, the whole thing is aser. Now furthering this chumra, because remember we're in the ratio where everything is the chumra, ein bai l'chametz meyav echad, if there isn't a proportion of meyav echad, so ben yesh bai kedei l'chametz, ben ein bai kedei l'chametz, whether the sourdough yeast starter of truma had enough to be mechametz, had enough to cause the dough to leaven, or even if it didn't have enough to be mechametz, aser, it's still aser. Now the problem is, ratio of a seifa meya, does that mean the ratio and the seifa of this Mishnah are talking about where the proportion is meya? That doesn't make sense, because that means in essence they're referring to the same case. But we see that the ratio were machmir and the seifa were sometimes mekel. It must be the seifa is referring to shishim. So once again, back to the original question, we see that not all shiurim are b'meya, sometimes we judge b'shishim. Says the Gemara, loy, not so. Ratio of a meya v'chad, v'seifa b'meya. The ratio is referring to 101, and the seifa is referring to 100. And so we don't see shishim over here. But now, based off this answer, yes, v'chiyash bai kedei l'chametz, b'meya v'chad, b'may l'batel. Even if there is enough in the usr sourdough yeast starter to be mechametz, to cause the dough to rise, still, if we have 101, why don't we say that it's batel? Because this question, Ishtek Rav Dimi was quiet, he didn't have what to answer. Now, Amr Ulei, Abai said to him, you know what, dilmashani sa'ar, maybe sa'ar, the sourdough yeast starter is different, the chimutzai kasha, that it's chimut, which literally means it's sourness, meaning its ability to be mechametz, the kayach, the power that it has to cause something else to rise, is very strong, and that varies from one sa'ar to another, and therefore we're going to be much more machmir, even though there is 101. We're still going to say it's not batal. Amr Ulei, so the Rav Dimi told him, at karton milsa, you just reminded me something, the Amr B'yisr B'chanina, the B'yisr B'chanina said, loy kol shirim shavin, not all shirim are equal, shari tzir, shiroi karvel masayim. When we're dealing with fish brine that's problematic, the shear is close to 200, and only then we're going to be able to mevatel it. Now we have Mishnah that says, dag tamei, a non-kosher fish, tziroi aser, its brine is aser, and Rabbi Yudamer, he says, revias bisasayim. The only way we can mevatel it is a revias, a quarter of a leg of brine in two sa'a, which is almost 200 times it. To be specific, two sa'a is 192 revias, quarters of a leg. And so we see that sometimes, depending on the power, the kayach, the strength of the iser, it could be we're going to need way more than 100 or 101. So it'd be the same thing with the sa'ar. And we just clarify what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda himself said that min in its same min is not batal. So non-kosher fish brine in kosher fish brine should never be batal, no matter how much there is to mevatel it. The Gemara answer is no. Shani tzir, dezeya ba'almahu. Tzir, fish brine is different because it's just zeya. Kaleo literally means sweat. In other words, it's not the fish itself. It's a byproduct. It's some liquid that comes out of the fish due to salting, and it's only Asur Drabanan, even though it's coming from a non-kosher fish, and therefore even Rabbi Huda's make with it when dealing with Mimbiminoi. I think to explain the Mishnah, we'd say, Ketzim Sharinon, how are we able to estimate, evaluate, calculate whether the Gidon Nasha, which was cooked in the thigh, imparted its flavor? And the Mishnah said, with Lefes, with turnip. And Rav Huna clarifies, Kibasar Burashi Lefasais. It's not like meat cooked with regular turnip, which would be the root part of the turnip. Rather, with the top of the turnip, Rashi says that's the Yerek, that's the green leafy part, and that's a much stronger flavor, so we need more to mevatel it. Says the Gemara, Masis and Loikai Tano, our Mishnah is not like the following Tano. Tanya Vibras, Rav Shmuel, Benoish, Rav Yechim, Breka, Eimer, he says, Ein Begidim, Benoish, Ein Tam. The Gidim, all sinews, including the Gidon Nasha, don't impart flavor. So if you cook the thigh with the Gidon Nasha inside of it, it's not a problem, because the Gid doesn't impart flavor anyway, and so our Mishnah is clearly not like him. A story about this, who does like Major Chanina, someone came from Chanina, asked about a case of Gidon Nasha being cooked with other meat, Hav Yosef Rabbi Huda Bar Zvina Abava, and Rabbi Huda Bar Zvina was by the entrance of the door, and Kinafik, when the fellow came out, Amar Leis Rabbi Huda Bar Zvina asked him, my Amar Lecha, what did Chanina tell you? Amar Leis said, Shayuni Alei, he permitted it. He said that cooking it with the Gidon Nasha is not a problem. Amar Leis Rabbi Huda Bar Zvina told him, Hadar Ayel Kamei, go back into him and ask him the question again. So when he went back in, Amar Chanina said, Man Haidu Kamatsarli, who is this that's bothering me? You're coming and asking me the same question. Obviously, somebody's telling you to ask it to me again because he doesn't like my psak. Zil Eimolei Laman Diyasav Abava, go tell that one who's standing by the door that Ein Begidim Benois and Tam. There's no Nois and Tam in Gidim, so there's no problem. And also, Kiyosel Kamei Rabbi Ami, when they came to Rabbi Ami to ask him a question about a Gidon Nasha being cooked with meat, Mishadu Luhul Kamei Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chalov, he would send him to ask his question to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chalov, the Mayri Balah Teiro Mishund Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, he would paskin Laheter because he would go like Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, but Vilele Svirle, Rav Ami didn't hold like this. And the only reason why he wasn't Meiche, he didn't protest against Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chalov, even though our Mishnah tells us that's problematic, is because he has Rabbi Shua Ben Levi to rely on, so that's perfectly fine. Vehilchasa, the bottom line is, Ein Begidim B'Nois and Tam, there is no issue of Nois and Tam with the Gidon Nasha. Gidim as a whole do not impart flavor, so the Gidon Nasha being cooked with the thigh wouldn't be a problem. Maybe the Chelev, the fat surrounding the Gid, would impart flavor, and that would cause the problem, but the Gid itself doesn't cause an issue. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.